Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass. Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Episode 28. I can't quite believe we're already at Episode 28 of our series. Buongiorno a tutti, io sono Mark.
28 already, wow.
Sì, già, l'episodio 28, il tempo vola.
Il tempo vola, time flies when you're having fun. In Italian, do you have to add that bit, when you're having fun?
No, we just say il tempo vola.
So time flies, and that's it?
And that's it, okay. Even when you don't have fun.
Okay, so if you're having a terrible time, but things go quickly, then you can say il tempo vola.
Il tempo vola, sì.
There we go. Now, things have been going quickly here at Coffee Break Italian. We've been learning lots and lots of Italian. And last time we were looking at talking about your job. And in this episode, we're going to take that a little further because we're going to answer that very important question. Do you like your job? And if you like your job, then I'm sure time does fly while you're having fun.
Sì, è vero.
Okay, so let's begin the lesson. Cominciamo.
Sì.
Before we begin, let's look at a little bit of review from last time. We'll look at some of the phrases that we learned and see if Katie remembers them. Va bene, Katie?
Uh-oh.
Let's see. So how would you say, first of all, I am a teacher.
Faccio l'insegnante.
Okay, and can you remember the other way to say that?
Sono un insegnante.
Perfetto. What about I'm an entrepreneur.
Sono l'imprenditrice.
I'm not quite sure about that, Katie.
Remember, Katie, last week we said if we use the definite article, we must use
faccio.
Faccio. Mm. So faccio l'imprenditrice.
Or sono un'imprenditrice.
Sì, or even sono
imprenditrice.
Bravissima. We always have the three options.
Okay. What about saying that I work in a hospital?
Lavoro in un ospedale.
Molto bene. Lavoro in un ospedale.
And Katie, can you remember how you would say, for example, she works in a school? Think about conjugating your verb lavorare.
Lavora in una scuola.
Lavora in una scuola. Good. And just to see if we can remember, I wonder if our listeners can work out how we would say we are doctors. Now, this is quite tricky because we might need to change some things. First of all, we need to change our verb into the plural form. We also might need to change an article depending on which version we're using. And also, we'll need to change the word dottore, which is the singular form of doctor, to a plural form. So, Katie, can you work that one out?
Well, I think I've got the verb, but how does dottore become plural?
It's like a normal masculine noun. So if you think of, let's say, fratello, can you remember the plural for fratello?
Fratelli.
Uh-huh. So it's exactly the same structure for dottore.
So dottori.
Sì, bravissima, dottori.
Okay, so coming back to the question, and obviously our listeners are going to be thinking about this too. We are doctors.
I'm going to go for the easier option without an article and say siamo dottori.
Molto bene, siamo dottori.
But there were other ways of doing this. So yep. let's just concentrate on the one other way. Let's use fare. How would you say we are doctors using fare, Katie?
Would it be facciamo I dottori?
Sì, esattamente. Facciamo I dottori.
Okay, well done. So using the fare form, we have to, of course, include the definite article. And the plural definite article is I dottori. And of course, if it were female doctors, if we are all female doctors, then we would say facciamo
le dottoresse.
Sì, 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 brava. Facciamo le dottoresse.
Perfetto. Okay, today we are going to go on and take this a little further because we want to ask the question, do you like your job? Do you like your job? We've already learned the expression, do you like? For example, do you like chicken pizza, Francesca? Ti piace la pizza al pollo?
Mi piace da morire.
So, ti piace, do you like, or literally, to you pleases. So, to ask, do you like your job? And we're keeping it with the informal form here. Francesca, how do you say, do you like your job?
Ti piace il tuo lavoro?
Listen again to your job.
Il tuo lavoro.
So again, that's like saying the your job. Il tuo lavoro. Ti piace il tuo lavoro? Katie, can you work out how you would say, yes, I like my job?
Sì, mi piace il mio lavoro.
Benissimo. Mi piace il mio lavoro. Now, you might want to say that you like it lots.
Mi piace molto il mio lavoro.
Mm-hmm. And what about you like it a little bit? You quite like it.
Mi piace un po' il mio lavoro.
Mm-hmm.
Sì, mi piace un po' il mio lavoro.
Can you use abbastanza too?
Sì, abbastanza is more than un po'. I quite like quite. My job. Mi piace abbastanza il mio lavoro.
Now, if you don't like your job, then you make mi piace into a negative. Katie, how would you do that?
Non mi piace il mio lavoro.
Non mi piace il mio lavoro. And I wonder, based on what we learned last time or a couple of weeks ago, can you work out how you would say I don't like my job at all? Think back to when we were saying that, no, you're not disturbing at all. When you're on the phone, as opposed to just being generally disturbing. Okay.
Okay. Non mi piace affatto il mio lavoro.
Brava, Katie. Non mi piace affatto il mio lavoro.
Can you say, is that the right place for affatto, or can you put it at the end as well?
In Italian is quite flexible, let's say, but the standard order is non mi piace affatto il mio lavoro. Then if you want to emphasize it a bit more, you could say non mi piace il mio lavoro affatto. So it depends on the emphasis you want to give.
Okay.
And am I right in thinking you could even start with affatto, non mi piace il mio lavoro?
It's very, very, very emphatic. Okay. So maybe for the moment we should stick to the standard word order.
And anyway, I love my job, so it's not a problem for me. Talking of which, I could say adoro il mio lavoro.
Anch'io.
Perfetto. E te, Katie?
Yeah, it's okay.
So adoro, from the verb adorare, a nice regular are verb.
Adoriamo.
Adoriamo il nostro lavoro. Interesting. We'll come back to that in just a moment. So we've got different levels of liking your job. Let's start with the absolute loving your job. We'll start with adoro il mio lavoro.
Adoro il mio lavoro.
Adoro il mio lavoro.
I really like my job.
Mi piace molto il mio lavoro.
Mi piace molto il mio lavoro.
And just the middle one, I like my job.
Mi piace il mio lavoro.
Mi piace il mio lavoro.
I quite like my job.
Mi piace abbastanza il mio lavoro.
Mi piace abbastanza il mio lavoro.
I like my job a little.
Mi piace un po' il mio lavoro.
Mi piace un po' il mio lavoro.
Although, when we're talking about a job that we don't like very much, it's more natural in Italian saying mi piace poco il mio lavoro. I like my job little, literally.
I like my job in English. I think we may say I like my job very little, although it does sound a little strange.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's
I don't like my job very much.
Yeah, that's the idea.
So it's almost the same as non mi piace molto il mio lavoro.
Sì, sì, sì.
Okay, so mi piace poco il mio lavoro.
Mi piace poco il mio lavoro.
Mi piace poco il mio lavoro.
And of course the situation may be that you don't like your job.
Non mi piace il mio lavoro.
Non mi piace il mio lavoro.
Or the more emphatic one, I really don't like my job.
Non mi piace affatto il mio lavoro.
Non mi piace affatto il mio lavoro.
Mm-hmm. Another one is per niente. Non mi piace per niente il mio lavoro.
Literally for nothing. I don't like my job for nothing. Non mi piace per niente il mio lavoro.
Sì, at all. Non mi piace per niente il mio lavoro.
Non mi piace per niente il mio lavoro.
Oh.
And there's also another verb I'm thinking of, another regular are verb, and that would be odiare.
Oh, sì, to hate.
It's not a very nice verb, but we can say odio il mio lavoro.
A lot of people do, so.
Odio il mio lavoro. I hate my job.
Odio il mio lavoro.
Oh, non è vero.
No.
Odio il mio lavoro.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break Italian, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Vuoi fare un po' di pratica? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your Italian to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect, or in Italiano, la pratica rende perfetti. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. A presto allora!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, so those are your different stages of liking or not liking your job. We've been talking about il mio lavoro, my job. Now, we know already the word for my partner, for example. What would that be?
Il mio compagno.
Il mio compagno, my partner, if it's a male partner or if it's a female partner.
La mia compagna.
So we know it's il mio and la mia. Let's extend this a little and think about how we would say my brothers, if you're talking about liking or not liking your brothers. In that case, it would be...
I miei fratelli.
So listen to the my part again.
I miei fratelli.
I miei fratelli.
It's quite tricky to say. I miei fratelli. So, i miei.
I miei.
Sounds a little bit like a cat.
Si.
Now, that's my brothers, but what about my sisters?
Le mie sorelle.
That's a little easier. Le mie sorelle.
So it's the same situation. We're adding an I, the letter I, for the plural masculine, I miei. And then there's an E ending for the plural feminine, le mie. So il mio, la mia, i miei, le mie.
Il mio, la mia, i miei, le mie.
Go for it, Kitty.
Il mio, la mia, i miei, le mie.
So we could be talking about my office. That would be il mio ufficio.
Il mio ufficio.
So, Kitty, how would you say I like my office?
Mi piace il mio ufficio.
Mm-hmm. Mi piace il mio ufficio. How would I ask the question, do you like your office?
Ti piace il tuo ufficio?
Sì, brava, giusto. Ti piace il tuo ufficio?
So we're going from il mio to il tuo. My office, your office. Il mio ufficio, il tuo ufficio. Okay, let's think about my company. I like my company. That would be mi piace la mia azienda.
Mi piace la mia azienda.
So how would we say, do you like your company?
Ti piace la tua azienda?
Good. So it's la mia azienda and la tua azienda. So my company, your company. Let's think about something that we all love, our customers. And customers would be i clienti.
I clienti.
So my customers would be?
I miei clienti.
Brava. I miei clienti. So how would I say I like my customers?
Mi piacciono i miei clienti.
Molto bene. Mi piacciono i miei clienti.
Now, this is where it gets a little more tricky. Because if I'm asking you, do you like your customers? Which, of course, is a bit of a silly question, but we're just using it as a grammatical explanation. Then I am going to say, ti piacciono i tuoi clienti. I tuoi.
I tuoi.
So it's T-U-O-I. I tuoi.
I tuoi.
Let's hear it, Francesca.
I tuoi.
I tuoi.
So your customers?
I tuoi clienti.
Do you like your customers?
Ti piacciono i tuoi clienti?
Okay, sì, certo, mi piacciono molto i miei clienti. I miei, i tuoi. And I think you can probably guess what is going to happen with the feminine plural form. Let's think about my holidays. I like my holidays.
Well, our holiday is una vacanza.
Mm-hmm.
So the holidays le vacanze.
Good. So le vacanze. And my holidays would be?
Le mie. Vacanze, sì.
Perfetto. Le mie vacanze. So can you work out what your holidays might be?
Le tue vacanze.
Brava, Katie. Le tue vacanze.
It's not that complicated. There are really regular patterns here that we can go through. So il mio, la mia, i miei, le mie.
Il mio, la mia, i miei, le mie.
Il mio, la mia, i miei, le mie.
Okay, and let's do the your ones. So, il tuo, la tua, i tuoi, le tue.
Il tuo, la tua, i tuoi, le tue.
Il tuo, la tua, i tuoi, le tue.
Perfetto. Now, this may seem like a little more grammar than we're used to here on Coffee Break Italian, because after all, what we're trying to do is get you to understand the language and use it. But of course, it's important to understand how the language works in order that you can put together your own sentences. What we're going to do is apply this rule in a similar way, but rather than talking about my office or your office, we're going to be talking about his or her office. Now, this is really straightforward, because what we need to think about is what gender is office. Kitty, is office masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
It is. It's l'ufficio, un ufficio. Okay? So, if I say my office, I say...
Il mio ufficio.
Your office.
Il tuo ufficio.
Now, that last word that you've just used, il tuo ufficio, I want you to replace the T of tuo with an S. So his office would be?
Il suo ufficio.
Perfetto. So we're going to replace that T each time with an S, okay? So his office would be?
Il suo ufficio.
Yeah, and what would her office be? Don't get caught out.
The same. Il suo ufficio.
Yeah, because the office is what we're talking about. Il suo ufficio, that would still be her office or his office. That's really, really, really important, okay? Il suo ufficio would be his office or her office. Let's now try and think about my company.
La mia azienda.
Good. La mia azienda. Your company.
La tua azienda.
His company.
La sua azienda.
Good. Her company.
La sua azienda.
Perfetto.
Brava.
Okay. So each time we're replacing the T of tuo, tua, with an S for suo, sua. Let's think about customers. My customers, your favorite one.
I miei clienti.
I miei clienti. Your customers.
I tuoi clienti.
I tuoi clienti. Okay. His customers.
I suoi clienti.
Brava. And what about her customers?
I suoi clienti.
Yep, si, that's it. Okay. And last one, my holidays.
Le mie vacanze.
Mm-hmm. Your holidays.
Le tue vacanze.
Perfetto. What about his holidays?
Le sue vacanze.
Perfetto. And what about her holidays?
Le sue vacanze.
Excellent. Okay, so it's really important again that we think of it as il suo, la sua, i suoi, le sue, as his or her. Now, that, as I say, is a little more grammar than we're used to here, but I think it's been really useful to go through this. And it will make much more sense if you see this all written down, which, of course, you can do with our notes. And of course, you can find out all about them at coffeebreakitalianplus.com. Okay, let's leave all these possessive adjectives for just now, because it's important that we also look at something else in this lesson. And it's more about liking and not liking things. But this is really straightforward, because what we're going to do is add an infinitive to the end of mi piace, saying the kind of things that we like to do or the kind of things that we like doing. But we'll come back to that in just a moment. So, for example, we could ask the question, cosa ti piace fare? What do you like to do?
Cosa ti piace fare?
Cosa ti piace fare?
Francesca, cosa ti piace fare?
Oh, mi piace mangiare.
È importante, eh?
Sì.
E mangi, ti piace mangiare una pizza al pollo?
Affatto.
Okay, so mi piace mangiare, I like to eat. To me pleases to eat. And it's important to remember that with mi piace mangiare, we're saying I like to eat, but it's also the same expression that we would use for I like eating. In English, we can use either the gerund form or the infinitive form, the ing or the to do something. But in Italian, we have to use the infinitive in that case. Let's put some more infinitives together with mi piace or non mi piace or mi piace molto or odio and so on, because all of these expressions can be followed by the infinitive. Let's begin with the verb perhaps to swim. Francesca, come si dice to swim?
Si dice nuotare.
Nuotare.
So how would we say I like to swim?
Mi piace nuotare.
Okay. What about, let me think, to go for a walk? And that's using a verb that we learned last time.
Fare una passeggiata.
Fare una passeggiata.
So how would we say, I really like going for a walk?
Mi piace molto fare una passeggiata.
Bene, mi piace molto fare una passeggiata.
Another verb that we could use here would be the verb to read.
Leggere.
Leggere.
So I really don't like to read.
Non mi piace affatto leggere.
Bene, non mi piace affatto leggere.
What about meeting up with friends?
Incontrare gli amici.
Incontrare gli amici.
So how would you say, I really like meeting my friends?
Mi piace molto incontrare i miei amici.
Brava, questa era difficile. Mi piace molto incontrare i miei amici.
Well done, you got the possessive adjective correct there. I miei amici. My friends, I like meeting my friends. And one final one, to learn Italian.
Imparare l'italiano.
Katie, how do you say I love learning Italian or I love to learn Italian?
Adoro imparare l'italiano.
Con?
Coffee Break Italian!
Certo! Well, that is almost it for this episode of Coffee Break Italian, but we've got two questions for you this week, and you'll be able to answer them on social media. Our two questions are, of course, first of all,
cosa ti piace fare?
A general question, what do you like to do? And indeed, we also want to know, do you like your job?
Ti piace il tuo lavoro?
You can explain what your job is, if you like it, what you like doing in your spare time, and you can, of course, do that
on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
Or on Twitter at learnitalian.
And of course, if you would like to get even more out of your Coffee Break Italian experience, don't forget you can find out all about the extra bonus materials at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Allora, questa volta è tutto per oggi. Grazie molte.
Grazie, alla prossima.
A presto, ciao.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.